Aren't you out the marathon, man?
It's Sunday. Never run on Sundays.
Never run on Sundays. That's one of Lou's credos.
Yes.
But anyway, Lou, of course, we had the matchup between the Bears and the Giants on Thursday.
They did? They played?
Yes, they did, Lou. I of course, was at a fancy premiere for the Chicago International Film Festival, but you know.
No, it was kind of a wild game.
It was. And
I was in the car for the first pick six.
Okay.
And anybody that was looking at me might have thought I had road rage against myself. screaming profanities at the radio.
What's interesting, too, is that, and I've been reading about this all week, when you only have 3 days rest, anything can happen.
As in life.
I think we just stole one, basically, because we were at home.
I heard a great knock-knock joke regarding the Giants.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Friend calls me up.
Uh-huh.
Knock-knock.
Who's there, Lou?
Owen.
Owen who?
Owen 6.
Oh, I get it. I thought you said it was a good knock-knock joke, Lou.
It was a good knock-knock joke. It was a good knock-knock joke on the Giants.
Okay, Lou, we'll move on to this Sunday. And guess what, Lou? You are now 11-10 in your picks for the year. You have breached the 500 mark and gone one game over.
Wow, I'm almost come.
And you were 3-1 last week. You picked Cincy over New England. You picked Baltimore over Miami. You picked the Chicago, St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals over the Carolina Panthers. But you missed the Jets over Atlanta.
Yes,
Got to go for the New Yorkers there, Lou.
Oh, the mighty Jets.
That's right. Mighty Jets. So for this week, Lou, today's games, what do you like between Philadelphia and Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay. New Orleans?
New Orleans versus New England. The Battle of the New Cities, Lou.
We're going to go with the New Orleans.
New Orleans. Lou, we'll go with the Jets again, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the New York Jersey Jets.
The mighty New York Jets.
All right. Finally, the Monday night game, the Baltimore-Indianapolis Colts versus the San Diego Chargers. Lou.
San Diego Chargers.
Lou's picks. Yes. Always right. Always bet the line on Lou's picks.
And also, I bet the Kenyan today, too.
The what?
I bet on the Kenyan today.
What is the Kenyan?
The runner of the marathon.
Ah, very good.
Always take the Kenyan.
The Kenyan, right.
And if there's two, you take the one that's 80 pounds and not the one that's 82.
Lou, too, the your Bears bets are right on right now. You are 4-2 between.
Well, yes, I am 4-2, but it's kind of a long 4-2.
You take whatever you can get, Lou.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And if anybody would have thought the Bears were 4-2, they're liars. Who did they thought they would be 4-2?
Good point, Lou. I'm not. Saying I'm pessimistic, but when most of your defense is injured, you gotta You got to take that into consideration.
What was the final tally?
Well, Belton, Henry Melton went down.
No. On the year end.
Oh, the final tally? I'll have to look at it again. I know I went 12-4. I don't know what you did. Maybe 11-5. It was overly optimistic, both of them.
And then, of course, you've got the dark horse.
Yes.
Mr. Nardini.
Lou, do you have a No Forks review for us? Always
oh, my
amazing.
God. Standing room only.
Standing.
610 South Dearborn.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm going with the Cajun chicken sandwich.
The what kind of chicken sandwich, Lou?
Cajun. That's why I went with New Orleans today.
Ah, very good.
Yes. Outstanding.
All right.
Outstanding. Yes. A beautiful sauce, good hunk of chicken, good bread. 3.7 on the Forest Bills review.
All right. And Lou, standing room only. Being outstanding, there's a lot of standing going on, not running.
And that's because people are waiting in line for that fabulous sandwich.
And it's on Dearborn downtown?
610 South Dearborn.
Oh, wow.
You always want the address, and now you question the address. For 5 weeks, you wanted the address. I come up with the address, and now you question the address.
Good boy.
Oh my gosh, come on now. You know.
I know, at least it's a goddamn sandwich this week. not some greasy diner near the Wrecking Crew or whatever the hell the place was.
Oh, that was a beautiful diner. That was a beautiful diner.
Nothing like the No Forks review as we move on. Lou, I have to wonder, I think I've asked you this before, but when you were growing up, was it between the Boston Patriots and were they still called the Boston Patriots back then, or the New York Giants as far as what team you rooted for?
The Dickman household were always Giants fans.
I understand that, but since you were in Connecticut, were there divided loyalties? That's what I'm asking.
There were.
Okay.
But the Patriots weren't there.
The Patriots weren't there. Were they called?
Jets. There were Jets fans.
Okay, Jets, all right. Yeah. Because that was the day of Joe Willie Namath.
Joe Willie, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Are you a Joe Willie fan, Lou?
Only when he's not wearing nylons.
All right, let's get to that question of the week. Lou, what is your top marathon pick on this marathon day? What is your top pick? Tip. Did I say pick?
The Kenyan.
Tip?
The 80-pound Kenyan.
I know that's your pick. What is your top marathon tip for those runners out there? What does Lou Dickman want to tell those runners?
Always lead with your right foot.
Always lead with the right foot. It doesn't get any better than that. On this standing room, standing day, tell us that catchphrase and we'll move on.
Have an outstanding week.
At standing room.
Akutaba, Nase Patuki.
This is a commercial inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly. Every week, right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou Stand By Your Man Service. When you need man standing, see Lou at the Blue Frog, 676 North LaSalle Street in Chicago. Tell him Lou Man Stands. Yeah!